You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Goose Island believes each local pizza place is an important piece of Chicago's rich food future. The city is only complete when they all have a chance to succeed. That's why Goose Island's 312 Urban Wheat Ale is doing its part to support and amplify these key businesses in the month of October. Celebrate National Pizza Month along with Goose Island and your favorite pizza joint. Let's face it, we all deserve some 312 and pizza this year. Visit gooseisland.com/312pizza for more information.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
It's not every day you have to replace a water heater, more like every 10 years. The Home Depot can help with a wide selection of the latest models from Rheem and a helpful online water heater buying guide to make choosing the right Rheem easy. From gas to electric, tankless, even smart models that can spot a leak before it happens. Water heaters have come a long way. You don't have to. Click the banner for the latest Rheem water heaters and helpful answers and advice from our water heater buying guide. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Pompey! Dan Pompey with Mully and Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan Pompey is one of the great men in football. His name is written in the Hall of Fame, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Dan.
Feel like a $1 million, fellas. Good to be with you today.
It's great.
I got to tell you, I loved your story. One of my favorite coaches is Todd Bowles. I've always really liked him. I think he does a hell of a job. And I was so amused at that anecdote of him with the coach that was late after Cinco de Mayo, kind of just leaving all the trappings. I love stuff like that. I think that is, there's nothing like a guy coming into the office and there is all of a sudden, you know, some poncho hanging on the thing, and there's a taco on his desk, and just a reminder that he was late as opposed to going after the guy. Hilarious.
You know, what's funny about Todd Bowles, which I wrote about, was that, you know, his public persona as a head coach was as a very staid, unemotional guy. I think a lot of people compared him to Lovie Smith when he got the head coach job of the Jets. And he never really showed much personality. But the truth is, this guy's got a lot of personality. He's a practical joker, as you indicated with that anecdote. And he's a guy with a lot of depth to him. You know, he's an interesting man on a lot of different levels and a very accomplished man. Obviously, the Bears wanted to hire him to be their defensive coordinator after Vic Fangio left. And there was a long line. I think there were 9 teams that wanted to hire him as a defensive coordinator, which you rarely ever see something like that when a guy gets hired as a head coach. Normally, you know, he has to kind of rehab his image a little bit. But I think that speaks to his ability as a defensive coordinator, which was on display, of course, Sunday against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in a wonderful performance by the Bucs defense.
And Dan, you know, the Packers getting beaten to the degree that they did by the Bucs might have been as big as the Bears winning down in Carolina. You look at the standings, and obviously the conversation around Chicago is, are the Bears legitimate at 5-1? And as you point out in The Athletic, in your conclusions, with the Bears defense going what you describe as next level, yeah, you can look at that way, but we've been talking about whether or not that's sustainable, whether or not you can win with a team that is predicated around defense and special teams. And it's a conversation that we've had many times before in Chicago.
Well, you know, if the Bears, they can't win solely on defense, obviously. They're going to need some other contributions. I think they're going to need a little bit more consistency from the offense. But, you know, the defense really has been playing lights out. And I think Adam Johns wrote something the other day about how comparing the defense to the 2018 defense, how, you know, a lot of the numbers are more impressive so far with this one. And I mean, that to me is especially impressive because they started out a little bit slow, which I think was understandable given, you know, the lack of offseason and lack of hitting and no preseason games and all that kind of thing. So I kind of wonder where this defense is going, you know, if it can continue to improve. All that being said, though, you know, it's still a team, and if they're going to be a team that really moves forward in the postseason, they're going to have plays from the offense and special teams as well.
This segment with Dan Pompey is brought to you by Culver's, cooked to order just for you. Welcome to Delicious. And Dan, I think the really interesting thing about the Bears and the way that they play defense is obviously it's at every level, right? So I think that you're seeing that defensive line is fantastic. You know, Roquan played a really good game the other day, and then you get to, I mean, Fuller is just hitting and making impact plays, and Eddie Jackson might be the best safety in the league. He's really doing a great job, and I think that the support players are all really good too, and everybody's kind of feeding off each other, and you're getting a lot of different contributions from, again, every level of the defense.
Yeah, you really are. I think you've got you know, a lot of good young players coming into their own, and you've got some veterans that are still on top of their games. You know, if Robert Quinn starts producing a little bit more, you know, that could really bode well. I think he's a guy who probably is still kind of feeling it out a little bit after the injury and, you know, and missing some time early. So, you know, think about it. If he starts performing like he did last year and everyone else keeps holding up their end of the bargain, you know, it could really be a special unit. I mean, you're even getting contributions from, you know, guys like DeAndre Carson Houston, you
right.
know, who has been buried on the bench. I mean, and Deion Bush before him, who was playing before he got hurt. So, you know, I think they've got some good depth, and Chuck Pagano is pushing a lot of the right buttons, and you know, it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, they're going to have some greater challenges ahead in this little stretch that they have now with some really good opponents, and they'll be tested. So it'll be good to watch them.
You know, Dan, everything's relative, and that's worth remembering as we continue to pick apart the Bears and what's wrong with them here and what's wrong with them there. You look at the NFC, and I don't know if elite applies to any team in the NFC. Who do you have as the best team in the NFC right now?
Seattle, you know, I think Seattle.
Even with
really
their defense.
Yeah, I think you know, I think their offense can overcome a lot, and I believe that I believe their defense is good enough. I mean, you know, I guess we could talk about how do you define elite, you know, but I think they're the best team in the NFC. Put it that way. You know, are they one of the greatest teams we've ever seen? Well, probably not, but. You know, I think that quarterback obviously is playing at such a high level, a higher level than he's ever played at before And he's got some really good weapons around him, probably better weapons than he's ever had, maybe. And, you know, they're a team that I think is probably going to be there at the end of January, unless something happens to them that's kind of unforeseen. So, you know, if the Bears want to get to where they want to get, they're going to have to probably get past a team like Seattle.
Yeah, you know, we look around the league and we see other teams that that aren't what you thought they were. And I understand it, that the NFC East has been a train wreck of a division all year long. But what's going on in Dallas, and how much is this falling apart? And Mike McCarthy is struggling when you've got players, and again, that's Dallas, right? You got players kind of bad-mouthing him privately to reporters. That creates all sorts of unrest. And, you know, again, you can argue about whether or not people should be doing that, but the fact is that when you're not winning, things are pretty ugly.
Yeah, it's been an ugly start to the season there. And, you know, it's difficult to envision it getting much better. Now, you talk about a bad defense. You know, that is a team that's giving up yards on a historical pace. And, of course, you've got arguably their best player out for the season, Dak Prescott, and, you know, a guy who's a leader in the heart and soul of their team. So it's a tough situation for Mike McCarthy. I mean, I think, you know, you almost have to kind of write this year off for them now and, you know, see what they can do coming back next year. I mean, it's interesting, too, that, you know, he's not even calling the plays. And that's kind of what his mark was in Green Bay was, you know, that's why he got the job. That's what he did before he was in Green Bay. And it's always was kind of his calling card was being that guy who was in charge of the offense completely. And he's not now. I don't know that it would matter whoever is in charge of the offense because, you know, they have had so many issues. But, you know, they still have some talented, very talented players out there, obviously. You know, with the rookie wide receiver is producing, you know, some really big numbers. And, of course, Zeke and, you know, so the offensive line is still good, even though they've been beat up and they're missing some pieces. So, you know, I wouldn't say that that's a team that you could completely write off. But they're a team that's had a lot of problems.
Dan, have to ask you about the Dolphins making the big move down in Miami. They've got an off week and, you know, they're at 500 and they're in second place and they have a lot to play for yet this season. It's not been written off and Ryan Fitzpatrick has been playing pretty well at the quarterback position, but they go to Tua. They go to the rookie and they're going to develop him. They're going to start him and they're going to ride him as far as he will take him. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it's a really gutsy move, you know, because Fitzpatrick has been playing so well. Of course, I think it says two things. First of all, it says that they really have a lot of confidence in Tua, and they like where he's at. They have seen things in practice from him and in meetings from him that lead them to believe that he is ready to win in this league now. And I think it also says that they like the team around him, and they believe that they could support him to the extent that he's not going to have to go out there and win games single-handedly. And I think the third thing it says is they have some doubts about Ryan Fitzpatrick because as well as he's performed, you know, he's got a history of a guy who plays well early in the season and doesn't always sustain it or, you know, isn't able to put 16 games together for whatever reason. So, you know, I think that's what's happening there. But it certainly is a big gamble. And, of course, they can go back to Fitzpatrick if they feel they need to. But, you know, they're in a position there where they can make some hay this season. And, you know, that's a winnable division. So we'll see where it goes.
Great stuff, Dan. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys, thank you.
That's Dan Pompey. Always a joy to talk to Dan. You can read him at The Athletic. And his Todd Bowles story is really fun. It's just one of those great reads that Dan does.
Really good stuff. Yeah, he's been producing really good stuff this season. And I love the Tua story. I love the idea. Now a third rookie quarterback is getting a chance to lead his team with – you saw the success Herbert has had. You saw the success that Joe Burrow's having. Maybe Tua. Maybe him too.
We're missing someone. Shouldn't there be more? We're going to bring in Dan Bernstein, and we'll talk to Dan And Layla's with him. Oh, fantastic. We get
Layla Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I voted yesterday, so I'm all out of whack. I thought it was in November, and it's October. The whole thing's confusing. We'll talk to those guys next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Don't miss a Bears Wednesday instant replay on the Score, where we replay the previous Bears game in its entirety starting at 8 p.m.
Throws middle of the end zone in tight coverage.
Listen in as Joniak and Thayer bring you all the action of a Bears Wednesday instant replay. Heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select farmers branded policy subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers for grizzly winters. You need a Toro PowerMax snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now and get up to $100 off on select Toro PowerMax snowblowers and see your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
No.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington. Love the deal.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean. Here we are at the Beat Kitchen. We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
You don't have to pay top dollar to get top shelf paint. The Home Depot has more high quality paints at low prices than anywhere else, like Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint and Primer in One, starting at $24.98. So you don't have to wait to take on your projects, and you don't have to spend a fortune to get paint that looks great the first time. Get better paint at better prices at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, see store for details.
Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Standing up for what's right.
helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the